Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And Michael Badgley, who was cut by the Colts 2 weeks ago after missing an extra point. Oh! On cue. Doink.
Did you jinx him while he was kicking?
I think I may have. It's on me, Michael.
That was Ian Eagle. Michael Badgley misses the extra point. He called it like the announcer jinx as he was kicking it, basically. So that's what that was about. Got a good tweet here from a listener. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Dad of Jeb on Twitter. Thank you, Dad of Jeb. He makes a great point here, and I should have brought this up with John, but I will tell you, yes, for many, many years, and you know the normal way to kind of learn since you're a young person, and John, I hope you're still listening, is exactly what John said. When you go to tackle somebody, head in front of the ball carrier, okay, to make sure that you stop them from, you know, so you're not arm tackling. However, Dad of Jeb makes a good point. He asked the question, and look, honestly, like I haven't coached football in several years now, but so I don't know what they're teaching right now at the USA football level, but he said, isn't the new tackling technique intended to be behind the runner because it's meant to cut down on concussions? That's what's being taught at the peewee level, and I do believe there's some of that going on now, which is they're actually teaching to go behind the runner and hint near shoulder, if you will, near shoulder, right shoulder as he's coming kind of left to right on you there, and the head is behind, but I don't know the exact situation and circumstance of every angle technique that's being taught these days, but it is a great point, Dad, of Jeb, and I appreciate that. And John, just so you know, that is something that has been discussed and talked about a lot. It's really cool stuff to kind of think about and talk about and break down when it comes to technique stuff in football. I really like that stuff. So thanks a lot for the call, John, and really appreciate you, you know, bringing that to the forefront, and for Dad of Jeb for tweeting me about that, because you're right. And in the break, I was literally looking at, like, what's the proper technique in today's USA football and the way they do it. And you will find some more of the head behind the ball carrier to cut down on the, you know, your head hitting in front on a collision. Let's go to Mike in Wheatfield. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR.
Hey, morning, Sal.
Yeah,
happy
morning.
Victory Monday.
Yeah, you too.
So for everyone who's getting all down and, you know, about the receiving core and everything, I want to point out one thing. I heard this morning, and I think it bears repeating to everybody in Buffalo. The Super Bowl winning Patriots, Tom Brady's team, went through two tight ends and a slot receiver. What do we have right now? Two top tight ends and a great slot receiver in Khalil Shakir, plus the leading running back and the best quarterback in the NFL. We just need to keep our eye on the prize, push forward, go 1-0 every Sunday, and just keep moving. I just want to let everybody in Buffalo know, like, that's where we're at. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
Love you, Sal.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, thanks for the phone call. Listen, I mean, yes, your second part of that is totally right. You play every game. You keep moving forward. You go 1-0. I have a tough time comparing anything that happened 20 years ago, 15 years ago, to today. Talking about this tackling technique we just were a little while ago and how things have changed. The game has changed. It's way different. But I think the Bills do have a kind of a unique way of approaching offense in today's football. Even though they have the MVP and great quarterback in Josh Allen, they still are a team that wants to rely on running the ball and tight ends. And, you know, we'll see if it proves in the end, right? That's going to be the ultimate test. Kevin in Buffalo. Hi, Kevin. You're on WGR.
Wow, what's going on, baby?
How are you, Kevin? Merry Christmas.
Hey, listen, everybody's yapping about the low-scoring game yesterday. Listen, man, we're not going to put up 30, 35 points every week. Forget about that. But my take on this is I think Buffalo is preparing for their playoff offense and not tipping their hand, showing everybody what kind of plays they could possibly be running in some of these playoff games. Number two, that defense, man, we got to figure out a way. Babbitt's got to figure out a way to shore that thing up, man. Because yesterday, their B runner gassed us a couple of times. I mean, yeah, we clamped down in the end when we were supposed to, but come on, man, we can't do that against a good running team. Hey, by the way, Sal, do me a favor. Tell my daughter Monique happy birthday. Appreciate you, man.
I think you just did on the radio. Merry Christmas to you too. I don't know if the Bills are holding anything back. I think there's always things that you have saved maybe for later. I don't think they're holding anything back right now. Is anybody really complaining about a low-scoring game yesterday? I think people are – maybe what he means is that the offense – in the offense in particular, I get it. You know, Kevin, they didn't score 30-something points. If Dawson Knox catches the pass, the Bills are at 30, right? Say 23 when that happened. If he catches the pass, their Bills are at 30. Their average on the year, by the way, is 28.9, which is fourth in the NFL. Bills are averaging fourth most points in the league, which is wild to think about, actually. Let's go to Rick in Denver. Hi, Rick. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Merry Christmas, buddy.
You too.
So, one of the things...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't want to talk about Terrell Bernard. I don't even hear anybody talk about it. Something's way off with him. I don't care if they told him that he's clear to play. He seems to be a half step off of, you know, his reads. He's missing tackles. His pursuit angles are off. And, Shaq Thompson's out for any period of time. That middle linebacker position is going to be a huge issue. And I don't know if maybe all the years, with him being undersized, playing Mike, if he's finally, you know, been beat up so bad that he's just not able to do it anymore. Just like to hear what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I do think he's been hampered by both the ankle injury, which he's not in the injury report anymore for that. He was earlier in the year, and now the elbow. And I do think that offenses have changed. He is definitely even smaller now than when he was, you know, comparatively when he came in the league, and he already was an undersized linebacker. So I agree with that part of it. I agree that he's been a... It's been a bit off this year for him. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not sure exactly the reason. And Shaq Thompson has solidified that spot. My feeling on Bernard going forward, though, Rick, is I do think he fits more as a will linebacker in the grand scheme of things, the way offenses are played now. You know what I mean? The way defenses are played. But right now, you can't make that switch because obviously you're not taking Matt Milano out the way he's playing either. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree. I mean, I think Will is probably a better position for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, everybody's trying to be optimistic. I appreciate it, but there are some glaring holes with this team. I know every team has them.
Yeah.
But, you know, after watching the Jags yesterday, it's going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, they're on a roll right now, and teams can find their rhythm. Right now, they're playing good football. They've had their moments this year, too, where they've looked like very, very pedestrian at best. And the Bills looked very pedestrian yesterday in the second half. Let's go to who's up next. Yogesh in Michigan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? I'm calling from Madison, Wisconsin here. I wanted to bring up first, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you got it. Sorry, it said Michigan on my screen. I know Wisconsin and Michigan are rivals, you know, in sports world, so I don't want to get that wrong. Sorry.
I'm a New York guy. I'm a Buffalo Bills
guy. It.
But
go ahead, buddy.
I want to talk a little bit about the chemistry with the defense in the second half. I saw like Bosa and Rousseau seem to be coordinating their pass rushes together. You know, you see Milano, Poyer, they were firing in the flats like they were young men. Trey White has had a real resurgence. And I think yesterday's game is a very important game for our playoff run because we need to know that our defense can win a game when Allen and the offense, you know, when they can't get it done. And I'm looking forward to you and Eric breaking this down on turf to tape. That's the first thing. Second thing, really quick, I'm hearing a lot of negativity here, man. Every year I was in high school, the Bills lost the Super Bowl. I had to live through the Green Bay Packers in Wisconsin winning Super Bowls while we're in a drought. It's Christmas. It's the holidays. Be grateful. Our guys are going out there. They're all hurt. They're putting their bodies out there. All we had to do was win in Cleveland. We did that. That's not a game where we have to show out. So I just want Bills fans to remember, like, hey, we're there with the team. You don't have to have fun right now. This is the greatest time to be a Bills fan. It's December. We're peaking. In 2 weeks, we are going to have, like, the greatest playoff run of our lives. So be positive. Support the team. And don't be like Patriots fans.
Well, listen, I your point is interesting about I had a talk with a media member in Cleveland yesterday before the game who said – he asked me, he's like, oh, man, it must be great covering a really, really good team. And I'm like, it is, of course, right? But there's this pressure of if they don't ultimately win, like it doesn't matter anything that they did good. Like it's just that's where it is right now. And he said to me, he said, I get it. It's like when the Cavs were with LeBron. He said, you get so wrapped up in winning it all that you don't enjoy the success. Does that make sense, Yogesh? You know what I mean? And that's what he said. And I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of these things, too, where it's just like when you see some of these things that Allen is doing, even like a guy like Jackson Hawes, like this guy was drafted in the fifth round. He's one of the best blocking tight ends in the league, and he's making these huge plays out there. We have all these guys contributing in all these different ways, and it's really cool. It's very interesting to see so many people down on a team that's only lost four games that's on a little bit of a heater, where we're winning these really crazy games in really different ways and where we could really go on a run. So I think it's time where we just start pumping up the team a little bit more. And that's why I can't wait to watch you and Eric, because you guys are going to talk about all the little nuances, all the things the team did right and where they can improve. So I just want all our Bills fans to remember our roots.
All right, you got it, buddy. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We'll get to John real quick in Hamilton before the timeout. Go ahead, John. You're on WGR.
Okay, I'll be quick since the timeout's coming up.
But, you got it.
Quick shout out to Milano, Bishop, and Poyer for flying around the way that they did. And I think that kind of, let's say, enthusiasm is infectious. But I just love watching those guys yesterday. Also, I have a couple questions. First, Josh Palmer, you know, we don't see him. He's off screen on the TV. Did you notice any explosiveness? And, you know, any separation from him? And my other question is, if I could get an Ed Oliver injury update,
yeah, sure.
If you know anything, I'd appreciate that.
We are, as far as Palmer, I mean, I'd have to go back and look at the film, as they say, the All-22. In real time, it's hard to see all that happening. We know they're not getting a lot of separation on the outside. I do think there are times where you could pick apart and say, well, he was open here, open there. You can do that with every play. I did notice him actually get you know, come off the field limping on the same play Josh got hurt, I believe it was. And it seemed like, you know, he wasn't completely 100% after that. So we'll see where that goes. All right, Ed Oliver, real quick. I mean, the last we heard, last we knew, the Bills are still hoping he can come back for the playoffs, and that could still be on track. And if that's the case, I wouldn't be surprised if they start his IR window to return open soon, because that would give him a 3-week ramp up, John. You know what I mean?
That would be a great Christmas present for all of us if he's on the IR list. Well, thank you very much, Sal, and great job, and have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too, John. We'll take a timeout. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, on the way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.